Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
It will be Matt Holmes' ball to start this final quarter as they trail Farmington 44-33. Where are you seeing Matt Holmes really going to need to concentrate on for this final period, Brad?
You know, we limited the turnovers right there, but we've got to just – when we box out, we got to get stops on the defensive end. They've got some easy layups on us, and, you know, we're able to make a quick run. But we did limit the turnovers that quarter, which they're going to like, but we just got to finish on the offensive end and finish on the defensive end.
Here's Husky with it on the right side. She's going to drill towards the low block. Air pass is thrown right into the hands of McCumber. So Mount Holmes commits their 21st turnover. There is Shirey back with it. She's going to be fouled. I think they're going to call on the floor.
Yeah, they're going to get Jayla Yonkers out there hustling back. Shirey tried to lower her shoulder to try to get into Jayla there a little bit. Jayla wasn't quite in a position to be able to take it, but she was able to get a foul.
That's Yonkers' fourth personal foul. Team foul number one against Mount Holmes here in the final period. We're 21 seconds into the quarter. Here is McCumber taking the inbound pass, giving it to Shirey, who triple dribbles up to the top. That goes over to the right side. Finds McCumber on the low block. Tried to give it back to a cutting Shirey. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Farmington's ball underneath the basket as there are 25 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, Farmington's trying to hit McCumber down there on the low block, and then they're cutting off of her, trying to get some backdoor cuts. And good job there by Parker not allowing it to happen.
Ball goes in the left corner, pulling up for the three with Shirey. She gets it.
Nice little set play for the ball, the pass, the one that's passing the end. She threw it in and came off the screen to the corner and stepped right into a wide open three.
Shirey now has 10, one of three players in double figures for Farmington. Husky into the front court, throws it to Coleman on the right side. Coleman will dribble up toward the top. Now goes by her defender, going into the lane for a left shot. Was blocked by McCumber. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Holmes will inbound it underneath the basket as we are 1 minute into this final period.
Man, defense becomes easy when you got McCumber down low. You see why Pitt State is in love with this big, big, tall girl. She's just able to stand there and swat the ball.
Inbound pass goes to McCarn. Tried to throw it into McCarn, but now what are we going to call? Foul on Farmington?
We're going to get Shirey, it looks like, holding on as Anna was trying to slip that screen and come to the middle there. She grabbed a hold of her.
That's Shiree's fourth personal foul. Team foul number one here in the final quarter against Farmington. 6:57, let's play in the game. It is 47-33, Farmington up. Here's Moore dribbling into lane, going in for the reverse layup shot was blocked, and Farmington comes up with the ball.
Yeah, they're getting some block shots down low, and they're recovering well and getting some hands on some balls.
Adams with it. She's going to dribble into lane, going in for the layup. Wow, what a move by Adams as she just goes in between two defenders and kind of shoots an acrobatic layup.
Yeah, it was a great little layup there as Farmington's bench is acting like they just won the state championship.
Here is McCarn with it as Yonkers gets by a bunch of defenders, throws it to her right underneath the basket for the layup. Anna McCarn with six on the night. 49-35, Lady Cardinals up. 6:15 left to play in the game. Ball goes over the right side to Ewer. Her three-pointer is up and in.
And they, you know, this Farmington team is deadly when they're shooting the ball well. And they are shooting
right now, they're shooting very
well. Yeah, they are. They're shooting well tonight. And you know, Mount Holmes just got to stay the course here.
And another turnover against Mount Holmes. As Farmington gets it back, leading 52-35, but Mount Holmes going to get it right back. Ball goes to Husky. She's going into lane for the layup shot was blocked. I think Mount Holmes won the foul call. They're not going to get it, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with underneath the basket with 5:52 left to play in the game.
Yeah. This Farmington team, they're picked to win the 4A state championship, and you can see why. They're long, they're athletic. They're going to give teams a lot of fits.
Jamari London, Myra London checks in for Shirey. Inbound pass goes up to the top to Moore. 52-35, Farmington up. Moore dribbling to the left elbow. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Down to 17 left on the shot clock. Moore drills back into the paint. Tries to throw it to McCarn. The ball is knocked away. Oh, they're going to say off of McCarn. Wow. I didn't see that at all.
I guess Lakin just threw the ball out of bounds and nobody touching it right there.
Well, I know a Farmington player touched it, but I guess they thought McCarn touched it last.
I have no idea because it didn't get close to McCarn.
So Yonkers going to check out the game now. Sarah Williams comes back in from out to home. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in the game. Farmington with the ball up 17. Ball goes up top to Ewer. Over on the right side to Adams. She's going to try for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And the rebound is controlled by McCumber. She goes back up with it and in.
Yeah, all the loose balls are falling Farmington's way right now. But they're earning that by hustling and getting to the ball quicker than Mountain Home.
That is McCumber's first 2 points of the night. Husky met by a double team, and so Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. We will break with 5:10. Let's play in the game. It is Farmington leading Mountain Home 54-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Matt's home will inbound the ball on the far sideline with 5:10. Let's play in the game. Coming out off the timeout as they trail Farmington 54-35. Husky will take the inbound pass from Coleman, walking into the front court. Excuse me. Husky drills to the right side. Gives it there to Coleman. Coleman drilled towards the top. Now she's going towards the low block, and she will be fouled. A reach in, I believe, called on Farmington. See who they give that to.
We got number two. Adams.
That is, yeah, Marin Adams picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Cardinals here in the final period. Husky will turn the inbound pass underneath the basket. Gets in the call right side. She gives it to Moore near the right corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound is being fought for. And Adams is almost came away with it, but London's there to get it. The ball goes to McCumber. She's going to go in for the easy layup. Good.
Yeah, just a 50-50 ball that went Farmington's way down here, and then they had somebody wide open on the run out.
McCumber with four on the night, 56-35. It's the biggest lead for Farmington tonight with 4.5 minutes left. Here is Husky with it. She's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by London.
What are we talking about, Matt? This is really good for the Lady Bombers to see. This speed, yeah. This aggressiveness early. Now they're going to see what it's going to take to compete in the 5A West and even for the state side of things.
Absolutely. Here is Ewer with it on the left side. She's going to be fouled. They're going to get Coleman with that one. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the final quarter against Mountain Home. 4:05, let's play in the game. 56-35, Farmington with the ball and the lead. Adams will inbound the ball on the far sideline, gets into London. London dribbling toward the top. Now she's going into lane, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
How many straight line drives have we seen tonight from Farmington
a lot,
where they're able to get to the hole and then get the foul or get the layup like that?
See what they give that foul to.
They got Sarah Williams.
Okay,
I believe
you're right. That is Sarah Williams. First personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the final quarter. So London's free throw is up and in. She is a perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line with 14 points. Cumber's going to check out of the game.
So Bailey Rittenberg came in as well for the Lady Bombers.
Yep. For sure, checks back in. She comes into the game with 4 fouls. Here is Moore going into the lane. She will be fouled well before the shot attempt. 3:49, let's play in the game. It is a 59-35 advantage for Farmington. See Moss and Shirey coming back in for Farmington as Adams and Ewer will take a seat.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Adam. She's a good-looking guard. She looks really good, and she's going to give people some fits all year.
McCarron takes an inbound pass, goes towards the low block, and she's called for the charge.
Probably correct call right there. London kind of, Anna will realize there. She has the height advantage over London. You know, Anna kind of took that one power dribble, but London stood her ground and took the player control foul. And, you know, it's one where Anna she'll learn from off film. She'll see that she's got the height advantage. Just turn around and shoot it over the top of her.
That was the last foul Mount Tom has to give in this game. That was Anna McCarron's second personal foul. Ball is with McBurnett, who just checked in a moment ago for Farmington. Now London has it. She has it on the right side. Dribbles, gives up top to Shiree. She dribbles over to the right. Gives it there to London. Tries to throw it down to Brashear's. Ball is knocked away and stolen by the Lady Bombers. Back comes Moore with it. Now she will pull it up. Gives it to Williams near the right corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. And the rebound's controlled by London.
There's the rush shot there by Sarah.
Here is McBurnett throwing it down to Shiree near the low block. She dribbles to the other side of the paint, kicks out to Moss on the left wing. Her three-pointer is wedged between the rim and the backboard, and that will be a jump ball. It will be Farmington's ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, you know, I understand the rule. It is a jump ball there, but it's kind of one of those deals. If you shoot it and you get it stuck and nobody puts a hand on it, the other team should get the ball on that, I think.
You know, I'm not sure what I think about that, but I get your point. I understand.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're the one that missed a shot that bad to stick it in between the rim and the goal.
Yeah. Matt Thomas just brought in some more subs a moment ago. Ashley Ness is one, being one of them. Here, ball is over on the right side. McBurnett will pull up for the jumper near the paint. Will not go. And Fosnes, who also checked in, will be fouled in the backcourt.
Yeah, so we talked about the Fosnes girls. They came from Minnesota, played some smaller level ball down there, some private school stuff. And, you know, that's where Livy's going to have – she's a sophomore. And the speed of the game, she got that rebound. She got to chin that ball clear and go ahead and find one of those guards quick and get that ball out of her hands. You know, she'll find out these little pesky guards will get up in her business and sometimes steal that ball from her.
I didn't see who they call that foul on. They're not putting it up on the scoreboard. So here's Husky with it. Gives it to Rittenberg, and now she's going to be tied up. It will be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow.
I'm going to say they gave it to, I think, number 10. No, 110 should be in the game.
Like,
maybe
I think,
one.
I think it was, it looks like it was McBurnett. That's her third personal foul, team foul, number 4 against Farmington. Ball is with Husky on the right side, gives up top to Fosnes, over to Rittenberg on the left. She's going to get by her defender going into the lane, but I think they're going to call a foul before the shot. But it's not going to matter because that is the fifth foul against Farmington. So it will be Bailey Rittenberg at the free throw line. McBurnett picks up her fourth personal foul.
McBurnett's coming the game, making her presence known here with some quick fouls.
Yep. First free throw for Rittenberg is up and in. That's her first point of the night.
Good shot there by Bailey.
Addison Ferris checking in for the first time tonight for Mount Home, replacing Parker Husky. 2:16 left to play in this game as Rittenberg's second free throw is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound is chased down by London.
Yeah, well, this is going to be, like I said, a good learning lesson from Mountain Home. We're probably not going to win this game, but we're going to come back Saturday. We're going to face either Clinton or Rogers Heritage, another good team. And
Reese Shirey just blows by a bunch of defenders for that layup. 61-36, Farmington up. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this one. Here is Rittenberg with it. Dribbles to the right corner. Now she's going into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked by London. And the ball comes to McBurnett. I'll tell you what, you got to give Farmington a lot of credit.
They're good, man. Yeah. They're really good.
Here, I'm sorry.
I was going to say this will be a team you'll see ranked in the state, overall state, by the team of the year for sure.
Yep. So, Brashear's three-pointer no good, and now Farmington's going to be called for the over-the-back foul on the rebound. It will be should be a two-shot opportunity again for Mountain Home.
Do I need to help him again, Matt?
I might have to. That
should
was
be two shots!
That is McBurnett's fifth personal foul, so she'll spend the final 1:32 on the bench. Again, Farmington already in the penalty, so it will be a two-shot opportunity coming up. Looks like was that Ferris?
No, it's
Estes.
Ashley. Yep,
yeah,
Ashley.
It's Estes. I couldn't see the number.
Which we didn't say, Matt, the last time we played here, Ashley, when we played Mayflower, was her birthday, 18th birthday.
Oh,
so,
was it really?
Yeah,
I'll so be happy 18th okay. birthday. Happy birthday.
A couple days late to Ashley.
Okay. Her first free throw would not go. She has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. She gets 1 of 2. 61-37. Farmington up. A little over a minute and a half left in this contest. So, again, Mount Tom Looks like they're going to be playing for third place on Saturday at 3:45.
Like I said, we're going to play Rogers Heritage or Clinton. It's going to be a good team. Mount Home's going to have to rebound and come back and learn some lessons and try to get better after this game.
Ball's thrown out of bounds by Farmington. Mount Home will get it back as they trail by 24. Leave Ava Fossens is about to check in for Mount Home, and now they're going to let her come in. They're going to blow the whistle so they can get her in.
Yeah, and Farmington's going to take advantage of it as well and clear some bench and get some subs in. Good for them. Coach Johnson over there.
So Ava Fossness, we'll check in for Libby Fossness. Maddie Young's going to come back in for Farmington. I was trying to see who else that was that just checked in.
15, maybe?
No, I think it was 20. Reese Thornton. And a ball goes to Redberg. She puts up, wow, that's a good shot for her to get that over a bunch of defenders.
Nice little turnaround and use the glass to get 2 points out of that.
She has three on the night. Ball is back the other way. Pulling up for the three-pointer was Kate Polly, who also checked in. Wouldn't go, and Mount Tom gets a rebound. Here is Estes with the three-pointer up and in.
Hey, there we go. Get this game in the 40s for us.
Four on the night for Ashlyn Estes. 61-41, Farmington up. 37 seconds left to play in the game. About a 7 second difference, a 6 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock right now. Ball is up top now. And pulling up for the three is Naomi Hernandez. She can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Rittenberg. Back comes Mountain Home. Rittenberg's going to try to take it coast to coast. Pull up for the jumper on the right side. A little strong, and the rebound is controlled.
She had three girls on the opposite side wide open. Nobody, and Bailey takes a fadeaway shot.
Rebounds controlled by Young. And back the other way going into the lane for the layup was Reese Thornton. 63-41, 1 second left, and they're just going to let the final seconds run out. And it's going to be a 22-point victory for Farmington. Mount Tom will move to the third-place game Saturday afternoon at 3:45, where they'll play the loser of tomorrow night's game between Clinton and Heritage.
Yeah, that's what you hope to see, though. You come over here to see good competition. We're set to probably play Farmington maybe another time in our tournament. You know, we still got Cabot. We got some really good teams, but this is what you hope to see early in the first half of the season.
Our final score, Mountain Home loses to Farmington tonight, 63-31. We will start the Lady Bombers postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Winmore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Winmore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Drs. Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
And we welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7, following Mount Home 63-41 loss to Farrington here in the semifinals of the Jake Gray Invitational in Valley Springs. Again, this is Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside for this Lady Bombers postgame show. First thing we're going to do is get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 425-4868. And looks like we'll have to go with Lakin Moore, Brad. She ended up with 18 on the night.
Yeah, Lakin had a great night. She had 18, but man, she had to work for those 18.
Yes,
Farmington knew, you know, they knew who our go-to girl was, and Lakin was still able to get 18 out of that. You know, we are not a team that's going to be set on one man dominant team. You know,
nope. And
we've got to be able to finish out and score. And Lakin just didn't have the help that she needed tonight, and you know. Turnovers plagued us, but Lakin had a great game and she played super well for the Lady Bombers tonight.
So she was the only one in double figures for Mountain Home, 8 on the night for Jayla Yonkers, also 4 each for Anna McCarn, and also for Ashley Nessus and Whitten Coleman, 3 on the night for Bailey Rittenberg, and 1 for Sarah Williams. Farmington. They had 3 players in double figures tonight. Leading the way was Jamira London off the bench with 14 points. Well, she really had an awesome night tonight.
Yeah, their depth is awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. 12 each for Marin Adams and Reese Shirey. Let's see what else we got. 9 on the night for Morgan Ewer off the bench, all from behind the arc.
Yeah, she came in and shot the ball well. She knew her role and did a really good job with it.
4 each for Hannah Moss and for Kaylee McCumber. And let's see what else we got here. 2 each for Zoe Brochures, Gabby McBurnett, and Reese Thornton as well. We're going to take another break and come back and talk more about this game and also what to expect in the near future. As again, Mount Tom loses to Farrington tonight, 63-41. You're listening to the Lady Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration. Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Back on the Lady Bombers post-game show here on Classic Hits 101.7, following Matt's home 63-41 loss to Farmington here in the semifinals of the Jay Gray Invitational at Valley Springs. You know, this game had one tie and one lead change. That was very early in the game. Matt's home started off scoring the first 7 points, looking pretty good, but Farmington kind of just took over from there.
Yeah, that's what good teams do, though, right? You know, the depth of Farmington, the length of Farmington, the athleticism of Farmington, all of that kind of hurt the Lady Bombers tonight, but it exposed some weaknesses that the Lady Bombers had. We knew that they were there. We were hoping that they weren't there as bad as what we saw tonight, but you know, good teams are going to expose your weaknesses, and that's what we did.
Probably the story of the game is the turnover battle. Matt's home ended up with 24 and Farmington 11.
We knew that was the weakness Mount Home had. Are we going to turn the ball over? You know, against Mayflower we only had 10. Tonight is 29. If you're a Lady Bomber, or 24, is that what it said? Or
24,
yeah. If you're a Lady Bombers fan, that's something to watch throughout the year. What does that turnover number look like? Do we keep it below 12, 10? If so, we're going to win a lot of games.
That's right.
If it gets above that number, you know, you're probably going to watch those losses pile up, and especially with the type of competition that we're seeing.
You bet. And rebounds, Matt's home ended up with 15 on the night. Farmington, excuse me, with 19. So with the loss, Mount Home's going to fall to 1-1 on the season, and they'll play in the third place game Saturday at 3:45 against the loser of tomorrow night's game between Clinton and the Heritage from over at Rogers. And Farmington's going to improve to 2-0 on the season. They'll play one of those two teams in the championship game Saturday night at 6:15.
Yeah, Farmington's the best team in this.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
I think so too. So Matt's home has that to look forward to, and a bunch of other things to look forward to. If you didn't catch, we were talking about it earlier. It's going to be Brandon Tobias doing double duty on a Friday. First, they'll be at the FedEx Forum in Memphis to call the basketball game between Mountain Home and Paragould, the boys game. This will be the season opener for the Bomber boys. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, somewhat. Play-by-play is going to be a little bit tough, Matt. You do a good job of it. It's going to be
that.
Tough for me to do. So, but yeah, that'll be fun. Tobias and I are going to have a good time. After that, we're going to roll on down to War Memorial Stadium. So get to call a basketball game at FedEx Forum, then go down to War Memorial and Paul Eels Press Box. And
that's right.
Hopefully call a Bomber football win as we're in our state playoff first round.
You bet. So the boys basketball game will be Friday at 1. They were able to move that up to have the varsity game play first. So we thank everyone that was able to get that done. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, I don't know that we'd have been able to make both work and through Classic Hits 101.7 on the radio if they didn't do that for us. So
you
we
bet.
Appreciate them doing that.
And then for as far as football is concerned, we'll start our coverage, our radio coverage with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day around 5:30, right after the newscast. And then Brad and I will join you for the Coach Steve Airy show right at around 6. And then Brad and Tobias will take it from the press box at War Memorial Stadium for the Baxter Health pregame show. It's going to be a busy time for
us. Then we're back here on Saturday.
That's right.
This headset's just going to stay on. I'm not sleeping it.
There you go.
I'm not sleeping.
So Brad, thanks so much, and we'll look forward to it.
All right. Sounds good, Matt.
So thank you to Brad Coleman, and also thank you to my producers back at the studio, Sammy Raycraft and Craig Apartee. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from the Jay Gray Invitational here at Valley Springs, the Farmington Lady Cardinals 63 and the Mount Home Lady Bombers 41. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Lady Bombers basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us in the next time the Lady Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Save it.